Welcome to the Seven Hats Podcast. My name is Yuval Selig, and I've been on the entrepreneurial roller coaster for over 20 years. I've experienced it all throughout my journey, the grind, burnout, failure, and ultimately, success. The turning point for me was realizing that building a successful company is meaningless if you neglect the other significant areas of your life. So today, I'm inviting you to join me on an adventure through those seven areas, what I call the seven hats. Every week, my guests and I will drop valuable insights and pearls of wisdom, helping, motivating, and inspiring you to get your seven hats in order and deliver real impact with meaning. So let's get going. Hello, and welcome to your quick hit from The Seven Hats, a segment that I like to call The Daily Hat. This short segment is a preview, a snapshot of our full episode that's coming up this Thursday. It's here to give you a little bit of insight, spark of inspiration, and just a hint of curiosity about what our full episode has in store for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and for your continued support of The Seven Hats podcast. It really means so much to us. Now, let's dive into today's Daily Hat. Ready to get a taste of what we've got in store for you this week? Let's get started. How did you get from the beach to the emotional journey of developing Kate Farms in your kitchen?
I had premonitions, fell in love with this woman, and Katie was born, and another thing happens to me. And so the doctor comes in and said, Katie's got cerebral palsy. Michelle had a blood pressure that spiked called preeclampsia. It kills about 60,000 women a year. Anyways, what ended up happening was Katie's born. Doctors come and tell me the bad news. I sit down with God and I said, well, what's going on? And I knew I was in the middle of a real Book of Job story that was playing out. I was like looking at the story myself at that time. And Katie's starting to struggle on Nestle and Abbott formulas. And she's at a time where they diagnosed her with a thing called failure to thrive. And failure to thrive is when they, a blanket term for where they don't know why they can't get you to be okay, but your body's turned on itself, it's allergic. And so I read a book called The China Study. I put the book down and I knew what was wrong with Katie. And I wrote a paper called Tree of Life, a thesis on what was made my daughter sick. And so I learned that the main ingredient in Elmer's glue was casein. And casein was in 98% of the formulas from Abbott and Nestle that they were feeding globally around the world. So it hit me that I started to go to senior citizen homes and notice that I'd ask for pictures of a man that was 45 years old and he was strapping 200 pounds. Now he's eating the same calories and he's losing weight. So I started to put two and two together in an unorthodox way. I started to see that Katie's on a 4,000 calorie a day diet. She's 15 pounds and she can't gain weight. That means there's absorption problems. That means that the body turns itself into this casein, glues the stomach almost, and turns the ability to absorb these nutrients goes away. And then they start to produce all these other symptoms. And then I noticed that a lot of the symptoms that were created, they had other products to treat those symptoms. So Kate's on 10 medications, 15 pounds, 5 years old. I decide to create a formula that was free of casein, but there was one thing missing at the time. No one had put real copious amounts of superfoods. You were making it in your shakes for the healthy people at Whole Foods, but no one was putting it in RTD quite yet, like at that level. So I took two superfoods that I felt that around the world were to heal you, put it in one drink, took away all the allergens. Within 30 days, Katie was off every medication except one. Went back to the doctors and they said, you have no background in medicine. And I said, well, it doesn't matter. Let's just do this. The bottom line is I have the evidence. Here's all the patients. They all got well. No one wanted to listen to it. So there's always like a lucky product that like, not lucky, but because there's always like this, you know, perhaps moment where an entrepreneur accidentally finds a market fit and just goes on to that. We hear the stories and all of a sudden it's a billion in revenue overnight, et cetera. But a lot of times the great innovations come from what you said in the beginning of this podcast, people with chips on their shoulder, people that have a lot of trauma, have a lot of things, and they refuse to quit and they're angry, right? So Kate Farms is a love story, but it's really an anger story. It was about me saying, taking on everyone, saying, let's go, mother effers. Let's, you know. So what ended up happening was I create this formula, everyone's getting well, no one's giving me the time of day. And I go, dude, it's right in front of your eyes. It's innovation. So I start to put in a mason jar, send Katie back to school. She's thriving. She's gained 10 pounds. She's on her way to well. To this day, Katie's on Kate Farms. She's never been sick but one time in 10 years, right? So, but the California School Board comes to me and says, you're not a doctor. You have no right to put this. And special needs people are not allowed to have unregulated food and pack it without being in packages. So I said, what are you going to do? They're going to send CCS after you, and you're going to be hit with a law. And I said, well, guess what? I'm starting a company then. That's what I'm going to do. So we started Kate Farms. And it wasn't the rest is history. I spent 160 batches, 2 years. And you never get a runway that long to do it. But I had a little bit of capital from people that believed the project was worth doing. And I was down to my last batch before Expo West. I was telling everyone that I had this great innovation, but I had nothing. And I was close, but I didn't have anything. And so I walk in a warehouse on the 86th batch or something. And I hit pay dirt, and the product was perfect, tasted perfect. It was ready. Went to Expo West. We were up for the Nexty Award, and then ran into massive problems in there. And then ultimately we made the big pivot to medical, because that's where my customers really existed. They needed it the most. The yoga moms, they were complaining that it was a high carbohydrate, high sugar product. At maximum, Kate Farms would have been a $50 million business. But to become the unicorn it became, we went to medical.